Western Kentucky. Last year they were 11-3, conference champs. Could be a lot of similarities between Western Kentucky and Boise State. Coach Harsin took over in his first season when Mike Sanford was offensive coordinator. They had a returning starter at quarterback, won the conference, and got to the New Year's Six Bowl, which turned out to be the Fiesta Bowl. A lot of similarities between Western Kentucky and Boise State of 2014. Joining us to talk about the Hilltoppers is their play-by-play announcer, Randy Lee. Randy, Mike took over in the recruiting season coming from Notre Dame. What's been the biggest takeaway that you've seen from him since he took over from, say, spring ball until now?
Well, Bob and Chris, he's certainly been impressive. The community has loved his outgoing personality. He is as good as we've had, and we've had some good ones at getting out and meeting people and really getting the team involved in community service. I think he's replacing someone who, I mean, he was here just 4 years and three as an assistant coach, but he captured the hearts of WKU fans. His name is Jeff Brum, who went to Purdue as our head coach. So Mike has big shoes to fill, but Jeff is more of an old school coach. I mean, he did get out in the community a little bit, but probably we could have done a little bit better job of that. So there are a few areas, I think, where maybe Jeff's weaknesses or Mike's strengths, and I think it's just been a wonderful start so far.
Other than the speeding ticket that he got on his way to Western Kentucky for his opening press conference, what were some of the points of emphasis that he had when he took over the job?
Well, this is a program that, fortunately, in the last half dozen years that has been, you know, really good. Won three straight bowls, won back-to-back conference championships. So his mindset and goal is to keep it running and then take that next step forward. He has compared it to the Boise State program at a different stage, at a different time in your program, where your goal at one point in time was to get to an FBS bowl. Now, can that happen here? It's one of the big bowls. That remains to be seen. But that's the goal, is to continue to be relevant and win conference championships and compete year in and year out for that particular conference championship and schedule tough non-conference opponents and certainly have a special season where you can have a Western Michigan like they had, or when Boise State turned the corner, have one of those years. So that is the goal of this program now. And I'm telling you what, it has changed over the last half dozen years, because this program struggled when it moved from the Division I AA to the FBS level, lost 26 in a row. But over the last 2.5 years, it lost just two league games, both on the road to the same team. So it's been quite a turnaround.
Randy Lee joins us. He is the play-by-play voice of the Hilltoppers at Western Kentucky, profiling the favorite in the Conference USA. And Randy, when you look at Western Kentucky coming back with the team last year that won the championship, you've got a returning starter in Mike White at quarterback. What are the keys, do you think, to getting the conference championship for a third year in a row and maybe having a chance to grab the brass ring as the top team in the non-Power 5?
Bob, I think that the keys are twofold. One, we lost three offensive starting linemen who started together for 3 years. Probably the program's best all-time player is Forrest Lamp, the left tackle, who started here for four consecutive seasons. He was the 32nd pick of the NFL draft, the highest drafted Hilltopper of all time. So he's your left tackle. Got to find a replacement for him. Also lost a three-year starter in the center and a three-and-a-half-year starter at right tackle. So those are big blows. Fortunately, the last few years, many of the games have been won by the third quarter. So a lot of young kids did play some significant minutes. So some of these young men who will be starting this year or be in the rotation, they have seen game action. But I do believe it probably will be a little bit of a drop-off in the offensive line. Pro Football Focus ranked WKU's offensive line as the third best in college football at the end of the season last year, only behind LSU and Alabama. So that's how good this offensive line was. That's the biggest key. The second key is replacing two tremendous wide receivers, the greatest wide receiver in school history, Taywan Taylor, who's now a Tennessee Titan. He was drafted in the third round. He set all the school records. And on the other side was a young man who was second all-time in catches, yards, and touchdowns, only behind Taylor. So they have to replace those two significant losses. They did play a lot of wide receivers a year ago, and they have a lot of young talent there. but I just don't think you're going to have two as good as Taylor and Nicholas Norris were. So it'll be a collective group that will have to contribute there at the wide receiver, and this program's been blessed to have just great wide receivers over the last handful of years.
Now, taking a look at Western Kentucky's schedule for this upcoming season, and it seems like at least early you have that game against Illinois, but there's a lot of games there doesn't seem to be a lot of games where you look at the schedule and say, wait a minute, Western Kentucky will be a significant underdog in those games, at least early.
That crystal schedule on paper isn't as daunting as it's been in the past. We don't play Alabama this year. We don't play LSU this year. We played Alabama and LSU a lot lately. So your non-conference schedule, you go to Illinois, a winnable game. In Jeff Brom's first year, which is 3 years ago, WKU led that game going into the fourth quarter and did not seal the deal. They've never defeated a Big Ten team. Maybe this year could be the year. The other game is at Vanderbilt, you know, a winnable game. They won at Vanderbilt 2 years ago. Last year they gave it away, committed five turnovers inside Vanderbilt's red zone, and lost by a point in overtime. So those are certainly winnable games. Their other two non-conference games should be victories, both at home against Eastern Kentucky University, which used to be the biggest rival the school had. And they're both one double A, so we're glad to get them back on the schedule for a year, and Ball State. So the schedule in the past has been very, very tough non-conference-wise, not as tough on paper this year.
Now,
and you open up at home, the team we have not been able to defeat in league play on the road is Louisiana Tech. We always beat them here. They have always been able to beat us in Ruston this year. The game is in Bowling Green.
Now, do you think as a team that's chasing that spot for the Group of Five champion in the New Year's Six, do you think that the fact that there is no high-profile non-conference power opponent on there, do you think that's more of a detriment than it is something to be, a positive for the schedule going into this year?
You know, hard to tell. When you have Alabama and LSU in your schedules, you don't expect to win that game, and you never win it. So I believe I would prefer to see it set up the way it is now. And, you know, if you do have a special season and you're very fortunate and you get into the, talking points and the possibilities with maybe another team or two, I think I'd prefer to be looking at a schedule this year compared to some of the ones they've had to face in the past.
Randy Lee joins us. He is the voice of the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, favorite in Conference USA. We're taking a tour through the other non-Power 5 conferences, finding out who will be the contenders to get the New Year's Six Bowl spot. Randy, with Mike Sanford taking over, coming from Notre Dame, former, of course, Boise State offensive coordinator and Bronco player, any real differences from what you saw in spring camp to now as far as like the switching of style of what this team's going to do?
Offensively, no. They both believe in the same thing. This all started with the hiring of Bobby Petrino a few years ago for his 1 year here. Wide open attack. Jeff Brom, who replaced Bobby, prided himself in trick plays. The offense led the nation in scoring a year ago, I believe it was third or fourth the year before. So it's an offense that's big plays, trick plays, power running game. I don't foresee anything changing offensively with that mindset. I do feel Coach Sanford felt a bit restricted at Notre Dame the last couple of years. He was the offensive coordinator, but I don't believe he was able to open up the offense and do some of the things he wanted to do. That will not be the case here. He can do anything he really wants to on offense. So I know he's really looking forward to that. There has been some changes defensively. This has developed into such a wide-open, pass-oriented conference. They basically now are going to probably play mostly nickel. We play a lot of nickel, and we've played a lot of nickel in the past, but it looks as if it's going to be a base defense where you've got five defensive backs virtually all the time. And we're blessed to have a lot of young talent there. Did lose a couple of key kids. But I do think there's been a change, defensively speaking, with the mindset trying to get more speed on the field. And this team is blessed with speed and maybe a little bit less girth when we're playing league opponents. So there has been a change defensively. Clayton White, who used to be here as a linebackers coach and the secondary coach under Willie Taggart, who was the head coach prior to Bobby Petrino, and Willie's head coach at Oregon. He's back, and he's the defensive coordinator, and then that's been the big change on defense.
Randy, thanks so much for your time previewing the Hilltoppers. We appreciate it. Good luck this season.
Well, we're lucky to have Mike with us. We're happy to have him, and good luck to the Broncos as well, Bob and Chris.